25-yard line. Blitz is on, picked up. Marshall going deep for him. Left side, up in the air.
ChicagoBears.com presents Tom Thayer's Play of the Week.
Welcome to Thayer's Play of the Week on ChicagoBears.com. I'm Larry Mayer along with Tom Thayer. And Tom, not a lot to choose from the loss last night. What did you pick?
But I'm going
to
pick an important play. You know, we could go back and we can show Tim Jennings' interceptions week in and week out. Brian Urlacher had a game of a lifetime. He looked like Urlacher from 6 years ago. A lot of youthful blow-up hits.
Back set. No, make it a two-back set. And it's Buster Badu. Brian Urlacher.
But I'm going to show an offensive play and why. Because with the uncertainty of the quarterback position in today's game with so many head issues, you got to have someone out there who's a quarterback's best friend if you're first, second, or third on the team. And this is going to be the Brandon Marshall. We're going to see Brandon Marshall in motion. You're going to see the adjustment by the defensive back, safety position, corners. Joseph is going to stay with Brandon Marshall the entire time. We're going to see Brandon Marshall get to the line of scrimmage, snap of the ball, explode upfield. And so right here, the quarterback knows Brandon Marshall wins. This is where you got to throw him the ball. Look at where the nearest support is to any inside throw from the sideline all the way to this hash mark. When Brandon Marshall is even with the receiver, he's the winner. 6'4 to 5'11. And you're going to throw the ball up. It's a very accurate pass by Jason Campbell. Finds his target. Brandon Marshall goes up, makes the catch. The only threat is the defensive back. He could be called for pass interference. Brandon Marshall makes the catch. You see the slow safety support, and you get a huge gain out of it. It's, you know, Brandon Marshall, we talk about, is he overused? Is he getting too much attention? No, because if he's winning the battle from the line of scrimmage, you have to throw it, and that's a backup quarterback's best friend.
I wanted to ask you more about the offensive line because, obviously, in the game last night, no sacks at all. They didn't allow. There was some maximum protection situations, but break down this to me. What do you see as far as protection here?
All right, we'll go. First of all, let's look where everybody is. Connor Barwin. Then you got the big guy, J.J. Watt. You got the rest of the defense. So everybody here has a pass-blocking assignment from the start of the play. So we'll see how this thing gets unfolded. It's not a drop back. I mean, it's not a play action, so everybody's going to have their assignment. As soon as this Dobbins gets into the line of scrimmage, he becomes the responsibility of an offensive lineman, center coming here, Shiloh Rochelle coming over to this area to support Roberto Garza, but still look to the inside of Jamarcus Webb. And they got a blocker out here for this defensive end. So you see the protection. Everybody is really fitting well together. Nice job by Lance Lewis not to get beat to the inside. That's the fastest path to the quarterback. And you see the protection. Jason never gets interrupted. You see him set that back foot, tap the ball, and it's gone. It's really five-man protection working together. Whether you have four or five rushers, you're always going to have that one offensive lineman who's going to be able to help his other offensive line mates. But again, going into this week, uncertainty about the quarterback position, Brandon Marshall, he will be a weapon.
Sounds good, Tom. Great analysis as always. Thanks for joining us on Thayer's Play of the Week on ChicagoBears.com.